I actually, we decided to do two missionaries. I'm going to go through a missionary real quick. And my missionary that I chose, which had the biggest impression of, for me in my life, living as a Christian in the 21st prosperous century, was Adoram Judson. And Adoram Judson, he was born in the 17th centuries when our country just started forming. And he was born in Massachusetts. And at a young age, he left his Congressionalist religion. That's a religion that believes in the reunion of the state and a country, state and religion, actually. And he became an atheist. At one point of his life, everything that he believed as an atheist, he was left alone, and the people left him to be depressed and lonely. And that led to him to convert to Baptist. And so at the age of 25, he traveled to India, actually, to do missionary work with his wife. And at India over there, brothers that were already missionaries kind of pushed him away from missionary, and he was forced to go to Burma. But while he wanted to go to Burma, the brothers over there told him that it's impossible to start Christianity over there, since 90% of the 90% of the religion over there is actually Buddhist. And so he served in Burma for 38 years of his life as a missionary. He opened many churches. He translated the Bible to Burmese. He was very well educated. He knew Latin, he knew Greek, he knew Hebrew, he knew English, very well educated, and he was able to open a number of churches. One of his goals for going to Burma is to establish one church and at least to have 100 converts by the time he dies. By the time he died, he actually had over 100 churches over there and around 8,000 members of that were Baptist. And the dedication that it took his life, actually, the first 6 years of his life, that's when he had his first convert. And his first 12 years of missionary, only 18 converts. And that really shows his dedication to Lord's ministry and what he did. So a little about Burma. Burma is east of India. This is India, this is China, and this is Burma. Burma, is, like I said, is around 90% Buddhist, and they worship idols. And these are the idols they worship. These are the temples that they worship in. This is a very heavily a country that is fully dedicated to Buddhists, along with the government also being dedicated to being Buddhist. So a missionary in Burma, he was, at that time, the preaching of Christianity was prohibited and considered impossible. Starting a Christianity over there was considered impossible, and missionaries didn't even go there. He was the first one who went there, and he spent first 3 years of his life, he did not... do any missionary work. What he did is study the language. He stayed home from morning to evening studying the language. He did that day and night, 3 years in a row. The way he connected to the people, is he dressed as a symbolic religious teacher. In a Buddhist, the teachers, they wear white clothes, and he did that to represent himself as a religious teacher. He accommodated to Burmese customs to build a connection with the people, such as living in the homes they lived, eating the food they lived, doing the things they lived, and that way it brought him closer to the people to be able to bring Christianity to them. His missionary work was very tough. He lost his first wife due to disease. His one of his kids from his first wife. He remarried, and his second wife also died, along with five children that were that also died from the disease over there. And he also then remarried again, and she also died due to disease. At his end of his life, he also died due to a disease. So, and then due to the war, he was also imprisoned for his Christianity, for preaching Christianity. And 10 years that he worked to establish a church, during the wartime, it was destroyed, and all the converts were spread out throughout Burma. So the influence that he had to this day, Burma is very strong. Had a very strong influence. In the modern day, There are around 1.6 million Baptists living in Burma. This is the third largest country to have Baptists living over there. And they still have the holiday of Adoram Junction that they celebrate each year for bringing baptism to Burma. The government, as of today, expelled every missionary from Burma, from outside Burma, to missionarize in any type of religion. And the government, looking at the news and everything, government is refusing to allow new churches. And one of his famous quotes that he has, and I apply this to my life, is, "I am not tired of my work, neither am I tired of the world. Yet when Christ calls me home, I shall go with gladness." And I did some research. I'm going to show you guys a couple pictures of a Baptist holding seminars, of them having churches. So we have right here a Baptist Church College in Burma. This is that's how they do their seminars. They dress very modesty. They share beliefs of us. So I consider them my brothers and sisters, even though I never met them. And this is one of their churches that they have. Goes along. The government restricts them from building new churches. So to this day, Adoram Junction had a very strong influence on the Burma country. Around 6% of Burma population are Christians, and this is due to the fact of the Holy Spirit working through Mr. Junction and doing the work that he did. So that was a really quick presentation of an individual that was dedicated to his work and to his ministry, and that had a great outcome in the long run. And that's what I wanted to give to you guys. Now I'm going to invite Brother Nick. He's going to talk about a missionary that lived in America and did his missionary in America.